fourth paragraph of the Mai, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is discussing the Ne'amonis of Hamaratim and Brozus. We learned before that Aleph does not believe that we have to be Mafish to Mai. Now we have some exceptions to the rule. Somebody bought from an Amoritz and he forgot to take off the Maisa, even though it's the Mai. The Shoilah be Shabbos. If he asked the Amoritz who gave it to him on Shabbos, Oichel al Pis. In those days, Amoratim had a fear from the Kedushas of Shabbos, and they would not lie on Shabbos. So therefore, even though during the week we do not rely on them, if we ask them if they Maisa, because maybe they didn't really Maisa properly, on Shabbos, he would not say I Maisa it unless he really did. But we only rely this Lekol at Shabbos, we don't rely it completely, and therefore Chashecha Matzu Shabbos Lo Yochel Ashiyase. In other words, on Shabbos he has no Eitzah because he's not allowed to take up Trumas Maizah on Shabbos. So therefore, together we rely on the Amoritz to say that he took off Maizah when he says it on Shabbos. Matzu Shabbos we don't rely on that anymore and he has to take off Maizah again. Lo Matzo, he didn't find the one who told him. Omer Lo Echad Sheinu Nemen Al Maizah Musar Meimah. Some other Jew that also is an Amoritz said, I know that Reuven the Amoritz who told you this process, he took off Maizah. Also, Oichel Al Pis. No, but not only if the one who sold it to me tells me he took off Maizah, but even somebody else that says he knows that this person takes off Maizah, as long as it was told to me on Shabbos itself, I could rely on him to eat this food on Shabbos. Chashecha Matzu Shabbos, lo Yoichel Al Pis. The same rule applies over here, that you can rely on this only on Shabbos itself. Matzu Shabbos, you should take off Maizah. Now the Mishnah is saying another halacha. This is a mixture of the Mai into regular produce that one already took Trumas and Maizah. Trumas Maizah of the Mai, Shechozel HaMakoyim. He bought the Mai, and after he bought the Mai, he pronounced part of it Trumas Maizah, because one is required to take off Maizah, and then Trumas Maizah from the Maizah, from the Mai. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, in this case, you can rely on the Goy, on the Amoritz, even the weekdays. Why? Because the Amoratim were concerned about Truma. They were afraid of Truma. Maisa, they were not afraid. Once you proclaim the Truma's Maisa, it has a status as Truma, and even the Amoratim would be afraid to tell you that it's Mutter if it wasn't clear to them that it was Mutter. And therefore, over here also, once you proclaim the Truma's Maisa, they believe to say that they already took off Maisa.